Well, hello, beautiful people, and welcome to the Ask Evie Show, and you are listening live with Evie Kane, and thank you for joining us today. The purpose of this show is to give people a place to ask about whatever personal challenge that may be up for them in their life right now, be in the area of relationships, family, friendships, career, and receive information back with compassion and kindness and warmth. Being both a practical mystic and a psychotherapist, I'll attempt to offer guidance based on both psychology and spirit. So feel free to call in throughout the show. Today's show is a special show in that we're going to be talking all about joy and remembering some tools to have more joy in your life. And in a few moments, I'll be introducing a very special guest, Anna Taylor, whose beautiful music you just heard. She's the one that created and sings this opening song, Beautiful. So let's get going. The lines are open, and you can call in at 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And for any international friends and listeners, there are several Skype-in numbers and additional phone-in numbers available on either AskEvieRadio.com or BBSRadio.com. And we'll start with an email question that I have from Betsy in London. And Betsy writes that, "Hi, Evie. I've been dating my boyfriend for almost a year, but I'm starting to feel uncertain and not sure if we should continue. At times, he is so lovely, Mr. Wonderful, in fact, amazing. But at other times, he just doesn't really seem to get me. And for the record, I am the ultimate, quote, always looking for an exit, but never taking it, girl." Well, Betsy, I find that assessment of yourself very, very interesting because I think if you're going to define yourself as someone who's always looking for an exit, there's something you want to work on there in your own thinking and feelings, because that's basically saying, I don't want to commit here. You know, so that when someone is perhaps being so wonderful to us, then we'll start to begin to look at situations and things where they may not be meeting our needs and trying to make an excuse to take that exit off the freeway of love. And as I tune into you, Betsy, what I'm picking up is that there's some other things in your life that you're wanting to be doing and feeling connected and having a deeper life experience. And they're things that not necessarily relate, the relationship itself would provide, regardless of who the person is you're in the relationship with. It's more about your relationship with yourself, your passion, and your purpose. And I'm getting a strong hit that it's more about your work. And right now you're kind of feeling unfulfilled and what, like, what's next and what am I meant to be doing? So that would be my recommendation to you, is to start looking in another direction about other things in your life to really fill you up and deepen that connection and have more joy. And thanks so much for the question. And so while we're waiting for any other callers to call in, 888-815-9756, let's kick off talking a little bit about joy and what it is and what our concept of it is. Most people think of joy as being like a state of happiness or bliss. And we all kind of know intellectually that happiness is coming from within, but we can get a lot of happiness from external things. Joy is really an inner, it's a part of us. It's such our natural state of spirit. But sometimes it's difficult for our spirit to get past our personality, you know, our emotions and thoughts, you know, or what might be going on in our physical body if we're in pain. So joy doesn't come from the outside, it actually comes from the inside. To me, joy is a very high vibrational energy. It's a feeling of unconditional love for yourself and for all others. Children live in a state of joy, and you can see that that is like this bubbling forth of trust and unconditional love. When we associate joy with happiness, happiness is the stuff that we do that's outside. It's more associated with our personality, or what I like to call our little self, our reactions and responses to conditions that are going to make us, quote, feel better. Like if we got a new car, or if we were on the first Oprah show this year and won a trip to Australia with Oprah and John Travolta, well, we'd be happy and probably bubbling over with joy. But that would be just kind of a temporary thing. Okay, so happiness is more on the outside, joy is on the inside, but they are connected. And then you might say, well, why is it, though, that some of the times in my life I feel most joyful is when it is seemingly about other outside things? See, and I see that there's a connection, because sometimes if we're in a lot of physical pain, it's hard, and or if we're feeling down, it's like doing those external things. It's almost a way that the external tools can flip that switch within us to feel our inner joy. And we're going to be talking about 7 keys that we can be doing this week. And the first one is music. And that's why I've asked Anna Taylor to be with us today. Music, along with art, poetry, theater, that really is the language of our soul, our deep inner spirit. It gets past all of our defenses. And it just really awakens something in us. And you know, like when you really listen to a stirring music, that effect that it can have on you. So in a moment, I'm going to be bringing Anna on, but let's take our first commercial break of the day. What better way to celebrate the holidays than to give the gift of music? Anna Taylor, an amazing singer-songwriter and performer from the London area, has a special offer of her debut album called Already Here. Anna's offering that if you buy 2 copies of her CD, you can get the 3rd at half price until December 24th. As an extra special offer exclusively for Ask Evie Radio listeners, for 1 week only, from now until December 11th, you can buy a CD for a special price of $10 as opposed to $15. To take advantage of that offer, you can contact Anna directly. You can reach her through annataylormusic.com. That's annataylormusic.com. Thank you. I had the pleasure of meeting Anna Taylor back in 2003 in Ireland. We were both at an event, and Anna, I still can like recreate this whole thing on every level of my body, mind, and spirit. Anna sang one of her beautiful, well, it wasn't her song, it's been written and performed by other people, but it was 100,000 Angels, and you could have heard a pin drop in this, and there were about 200 people at this gathering. I've never forgotten that. It touched and moved people so deeply. Anna is an amazing, amazing person. This debut album of hers, ironically, was a transatlantic collaboration between herself and a producer named Robert Barry in California. And the whole thing was written entirely communicating by email. And it was recorded after she was inspired to create what she called a wall of love on a mutual board that we're on, where 111 hearts were sponsored and filled with the initials of supporters to raise money from all around the world. When you hear this album, the songs are so, they're both easy listening and uplifting. Many of you have asked about that song, Beautiful, at the beginning, and it's a very good indication. It's very telling of Anna and who she is and her story and of love in its many forms. Anne is also an angel reader, an amazing psychic in her own right, and is passionate about helping others to follow their own joy. Anna truly believes that anything is possible, and that if her dreams can come true, then so can anybody's. And so it's my great pleasure to introduce to you all today Anna Taylor, live from the London, England area. And Anna, are you with us?
I am. Hi, Evie.
Well, hello, Anna. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being here with us today.
Oh, thank you for those lovely words and just for inviting me on your show.
Well, thank you for being here, and thank you for your beautiful music and the joy that it brings to so many lives. And Anna, I know you wanted to talk a little bit about the joy of music and how it brings joy to the world. And well, yeah, I think that's actually called another song. But, you know, I've been doing a little bit of talk, and I'd just love if you'd jump in here and share some of your own thoughts and insights on this.
I agree with you. I think music and anything creative is such a key for joy. Well, at least it is for me. I was thinking actually about the main things that bring that joy out in me, and it's definitely singing and music. I don't know if there's a day that goes by that I don't listen or sing some kind of song. To me, it's a friend. To me, it can be something that really lifts me up if I'm not feeling so joyful. Mm-hmm. Or it can really help me to dance and move and express my joy. And I don't think there's anything like it, really.
You know, I completely agree with that. You know, and I was saying before, it's the language of our heart and soul and spirit. It just blows past all our defenses. I remember years ago, I was at a Tina Turner concert in Los Angeles, and everybody walking in, you know, you could hear people grousing about, oh, I got stuck in so much traffic, and I hope this is going to be a blah, 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 you know, all that. And it, some of the same people I was walking out with, and I swear, people were floating.
Yeah.
You know? And of course, everyone thinks Tina Turner's an amazing performer, but I was watching her because, you know, she's also a very spiritual person. It was like the way she was moving her hands, you could tell she was sending energy waves, you know, love just to the audience. And just it was transformational for where people were when they went in.
I agree. I've seen it happen with concerts too, and I always say it's literally my idea of heaven to go to a live show, because there's nothing greater to me than, one, the power of music and the way that really we're all vibration, right? So you're talking about joy being the high vibration.
Right.
So really what you're doing when we're listening to music and sound that affects our bodies and our energy is really it's being in tune with ourselves, being in tune with what that means. So I think the combination of that plus the live performance plus the connection that you have with a performer like that is just nothing like it.
Mm-hmm. Great.
It's my two favorite things all in one.
And it is. It's really about the joy is really radiating at that high vibration, and sometimes that having it, sometimes when we can't feel that, the things outside of ourself can spark it, ignite it in us. You know, ironically, Anna, I was coming up, remember we were talking the other day, and so I just came up with seven keys based on what we were talking about, and you just happened to mention another one besides music, which was movement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Movement, and you know, people think, okay, what is Evie talking to us about exercise? And I'm actually talking, well, that's one aspect of it, physically moving. And then there's inner sizes, like emotional movement and taking action. But what do you think about that, Anna? Because you actually said something about movement just now.
You know that I don't find dancing that easy, but I do definitely dance in my own way. And I think moving our bodies or moving through something, as you say, emotionally or physically, has got to help joy, right? Because really, again, you're being in the flow of something, you're helping to shift yourself either through an emotion or into an emotion that's really inside of us. So you're just tapping into that all the time. Mm-hmm. And for me, if I feel stuck in any way, it makes sense for me to move about, you know?
All the new energy psychology really points to that. You know, and even the word emotion has the word motion right in it. You know, I can remember something.
It moves all the time.
Right? It moves. Yeah, it moves, is to keep things moving and flowing. Mm-hmm. And even if people are physically challenged, you know, that I know that, you know, people have some capability of moving. And even at times, I know I've done a lot of chair dancing on planes, for example.
Yeah.
Just to be more joyful about being slammed at coach. But there's something to that. But, you know, I know there's done lots of studies on that, even things like most people are aware that exercise actually raises serotonin levels, and it's like a natural antidepressant. So that's an aspect of it. But just the idea that I'm keep moving in my life and I'm going forward, whether it's physical or to not get stuck in our emotions that aren't the ones that are helping us to connect with joy, is very, very powerful. And then you were talking also about another thing. You said connection. You were talking about friends the other day. When we're having those days where we're not feeling very happy or something, and you were talking about, you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, that's why I said that I love concerts so much, because to me, the combination of, or in fact, the combination of the three we just spoke about, which is music and movement, and then the connection with either the people that I'm going with or the person that I'm seeing, there's just nothing like it to me to see another person or feel another person's joy or emotion. It brings it out in me. And, you know, you and I were having fun the other day. I think there's nothing greater than being able to laugh together or even just to share an experience. It always lifts me to do that. I love people and I love to be around other people that I care about.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, that was actually one of the other keys, that sometimes through a connection in people, I think that one of the other keys to bringing out our joy, a tool, is laughter and playfulness. And of course, we're usually doing that with and around other people. But it's, you know, if we're looking at joy as like the highest vibrational energy, that's like unconditional love, it really is about lightening up. You know, sometimes take ourselves so seriously. You know, I was even laughing at myself this morning. You know, here I'm going to be doing this show on having more joy in your life, and I'm getting all serious. I'm trying to organize things and trying to quiet the dogs down. And our younger German Shepherd, I was giving a bone to, you know, a biscuit to, and she's throwing it up in the air and catching it and running around. And I'm like, you know, Bella, settle down and everything. And I just, I got it. I'm like, she's just in a pure state of joy, enjoying this and bouncing around, and I'm being like the Grinch that stole Christmas. And I had, it was a wonderful way to catch myself. It's so,
and you know, because babies, children, animals, they're just free. They don't have any of that baggage, and they're just wanting to be in the moment. And I think it's a perfect example, you know, of teaching us to just keep being in the moment, keep allowing ourselves to experience the joy where it's possible. And dogs definitely do that, don't they?
Yeah, they're all about the now. Mm-hmm. You know, their job is enjoying the now. And isn't it a great day?
And also, they love you. They love you unconditionally. There is no other. You know, you just gave her a bone, and so she's very happy. But she would love you anyway, you know.
Right. So there's that, you know, it's that expression, but I laugh that, you know, we're doing a joyful job and I'm getting serious about it. So, I mean, I just love that reminder to lighten up. And laughter, both with friends, and what I've found is a real key to joy, is the ability to laugh at yourself. Have you found that, Anna? Just to kind of laugh at yourself in our own
flavor. Oh, yeah. I'm always making myself laugh, as you know. I just, because, you know, and even in the moments, as you say, where you feel like you're getting too caught up in something or the details. And I'm really analytical, so I sometimes find myself trying to figure everything out. And even that's funny, because we're not going to know all of that, are we? So
No, all we'll get is our own little earth answers to that, you know, that all that mental and emotional energy.
Right. So yeah, I do all the time. Yeah.
Well, you know, I know you and I are having a great time talking here, and I do want to remind the callers that the lines are open. We're happy to answer any questions, or if you'd like to join in this conversation with us, please call in at 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. So, Anna, I asked you if you would be willing to take on doing what we call the weekly inspiration piece, just talking anything you want for the next couple of minutes about whatever you want to talk about joy, music, love. And so I will just turn that portion of the show over to you, dear one, right now.
Well, you know, if I want to feel more joy, if I want to connect to that really consciously, being able to tap into that part of myself, if I'm, as you say, getting too serious or a little stressed or trying to figure everything out, first thing I do is just to breathe, really breathe. And notice how that just brings me back to a place of centeredness and peace. Because, you know, we can't go from feeling really down to really joyful of a sudden. And so I do that very often. And then probably the most common thing that I do is literally to turn on a piece of music. So I wanted to share with people that, you might like to even turn to a favorite song that has a memory for you. I know that music, pieces of music immediately take me back to happy places or sad, but you know, if I'm wanting to feel joyful, I would usually pick a really happy memory, and sometimes that can be from my childhood or it can be a really recent thing I've heard on the radio. But I really use that as my therapy, and for me that's what speaks to me. It can be different for everyone, but it's certainly something I would recommend. And then just really, you know, you can dance to it, you can feel it, you can move to it, but also just pay attention to how the sound changes your energy, changes the vibration around you and within you. I really believe that sound is powerful because it affects our energy in that way. And so I just also like to, after that, either just notice how it feels in my body and the emotional response that I have to it. And most of the time, if I've listened to a couple of songs that are really special to me, I'll feel instantly better. And so I may not feel immediate joy, but I feel closer to that. And I do think that, you know, in those times when we feel down, it's about getting closer and closer to the feeling that we want to. And so I use music a lot. And as I say, you know, picking up the phone or even asking the angels or asking spirit to bring me those memories or bring me those voices of people that fill me with that laughter or that fun. I don't have to be with the people. I just have to imagine them, because to me, they are such a center of my joy. They are the thing that makes me feel alive. I love people. So for me, it's also that connection, but also to remember our own connection, that we are connected to our angels, our guides, and they want to help us feel joyful. They want to help us feel more joy. And the one angel I always call on to help me do that is Archangel Jophiel. She's fuchsia pink. She's a really bright color pink. And my prayer to her is always, thank you, Jophiel, for filling me with more peace and more joy, for helping me to feel the peace and the joy that is within me always. And I can feel the warmth of that, and I can feel myself literally being lifted. So you might like to try that next time you're feeling like you could do with a joy boost. I call that a joy boost angel because she always gives me a bit of a turbocharge. So that's just my tip for the day is my angelic tip. But she is really a friend to me for that reason, because we can all wake up sometimes not feeling so great. And I love the fact that we can call on either heavenly helpers or friends to just bring that out in us.
Thank you, Anna. And now we'll just take just a very quick musical break and be back in a couple of moments. And we're back. You're live with Anna and Evie. And Anna, are you still there?
I am.
All right. That's great. Thank you for sharing those beautiful thoughts and bringing in that angel of the turbo booster joy angel, Jophiel. And I wanted to remind our callers that the lines are open at 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. And I wanted to let callers know in particular that Anna is a very gifted angel reader and angel intuitive, and will be happy to give you any messages. You don't have to be calling in with a personal challenge. Just if you have any questions, or if you'd like to participate in the conversation or have some insights yourself about joy, please feel free to call. And so
I think we have some callers, don't we, on the line?
No, we don't. Not according to who I saw.
It says on your Skype that you have some callers.
Well, why don't you tell me who's calling, Anna, because I don't have on my Skype here.
Okay, Lori from California on line one.
Okay, thank you. Lori, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Hi, Lori. Hello? Welcome to the show. Thank you. Lori, can you hear me? This is Evie.
Yes, I can. I'm from Las Vegas.
Great. Oh, you're from Las Vegas. Okay, so how can we help you today? What's your question?
Well, I just wanted to say I'm a first-time caller. I love your show. And I was blessed to hear Anna sing in person when I became an angel, certified angel practitioner this past summer in Laguna. So that was a real, real wonderful experience for me. And I follow both of you on Facebook.
Oh, great.
So I guess I just wanted to ask either of you, or mainly also Anna, if there's any angel guidance or messages that you can give me to help me, I guess, hone my abilities or maybe embrace them more and accept them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay,
good.
Well, interestingly, I pulled a card for you, and it was play. So that really fits with the joy message we were talking about. They're saying too, with the work that you're doing, just to relax, not take it too seriously, and just to allow yourself to really do with, you know, really what fills your heart with joy. Don't analyze it too much. They're saying that you're hard on yourself about it.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, and Lori, what I was picking up, it's interesting, that last thing that Anna was saying there is that you're not only hard on yourself, I think there's a part, well, this is about being hard on yourself, but maybe not too good enough is too strong, but you're real powerhouse, but I hear sometimes when you give readings or people ask things, you hold back a little bit. You know, so that I want to encourage you to have more courage, like to really come forward more. Yeah, so I would be looking at, you know, there's the Archangel Michael presence. Michael always gives us the courage we fear we don't have, but that we really do on the inside, is to activate that. So thank you so much for the call, Lori.
Okay, thank you guys. I love you guys.
Stay till
the
end.
So much.
And also, Anna will be singing at the end of the show, so stay tuned. It's great.
Oh, definitely. I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome. Thanks, Lori.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lori.
Okay, bye-bye.
Anna, I guess you have the magic Skype screen today. Is there anyone else on the line?
Yeah, there is.
Who's that?
Melissa online, too.
Okay, Melissa, are you there?
I am, ladies. Thank you so much for being here today. I'm really appreciating the list that you're giving me. I'm going through quite a bit right now, and just really been wanting to communicate, and I just can't appreciate enough what you're sending out today.
Well, thank you so much, Melissa. How could we help today? What's up?
We just got a lot of different things shifting right now in the household. We've got some, I have a lot of medical going on right now, but we lost one of our pets this week, and I'm working on my Reiki practice, and just a lot of shifting going on, and I'm trying to remember to stay focused and enjoyed. So it's just really nice to pick up the energy from you ladies today, and if there's any messages you might have for me, that would be great.
Do you want me to go ahead, Evie?
Or? You go right ahead, Anna.
The angels, when I tune in, but also when I pick a card, they're saying it's really important for you to ground yourself. They're saying with all the stress and the emotion that you've been going through, it's kind of easy to jump out your body a little bit. And they're saying that instead of doing that, the tendency is to do that, but they really want you to use movement and also to be in nature to ground the energy in and to help you stay present. They're saying it's going to be easier for you to just be clearer and more just focusing on the things that are present for you if you can stay grounded. And they're also talking to me about the ocean. So if you can just be by water, if you can, that would also just help you to just clear your energy and help you to then be able to more feel that peaceful presence that you're looking for.
Thank you, Anna. That's very helpful.
Yeah. And Melissa, I'm also picking up this passing of your pet has impacted you so deeply. Like there's a part of you that wonders, you know, why, if there was more and knowing, and but it's like they're kind of just I'm getting the message, you know, the ocean energy is great, and while you're there, it's just like kind of breathe and go within, because this pet was such a source of joy to you. Does that resonate with you? What I'm
trying
saying?
Not to cry, Evie. So,
that's so yeah, okay,
yeah, but you know, like I'm new to my gifts, and that. There are children in our household, and so he taught me a lot recently and was able to help me with my gift and working with my energy and working with Reiki, and I actually worked with him the most to try and help him work through his healing, and I think we did everything we can. It's just that lack of joy in the household and transitioning psychologically, but also getting used to working and giving faith to spirit and giving faith to the energy and working through, and so I don't think I am in as much emotional pain as I would have been had not I been starting to practice these things. So,
right, but Melissa, what I wanted to tell you is this pet, this it's a dog. Is that correct?
Yeah, Tanner.
Yeah,
you
it's this dog, it's the spirit is still there with you, is going to be in your Reiki room and helping you. It's like the dog is very glad to be out of physical form and pain, but it's almost like, okay, mom, boy, now we're going to have a lot of fun and really do this.
Okay.
So when this initial wave of, you know, grief passes that we all feel, it's like you're going to be able to feel the presence of him. Thank you so much
for your call. Thank you, ladies. I really appreciate it. And I'll continue to listen to the rest of the show.
Okay, awesome. Well, let me do a quick recap, Anna, because we talked about the seven keys. We have music. We have connection to friends, family, had some laughter, playfulness, movement. And one of the things that we've been touching on, both that you mentioned breath work. And when I was talking about movement, you know, there's physical movement, exercise. And what I think is one of the other keys is what people call meditation or inner size, you know, and there's all forms of that. But it's going within. And breath work so helps us to get so connected and calm down, to go in, to have that time to be still, to be quiet. Because I've found the angels are, and our guides could be like really trying to talk to us, but if we can't quiet down enough, we can't hear them through all the schmutz. And part of it, sometimes what can really help people, and it was meditation, doesn't always have to be like the Eastern form of, you know, empty your mind like a rice bowl. And Westerners, when they do that initially, it's like, okay, now I got to pick up the dry cleaning. I mean, I got to pick up the kids. They have a hard time with that. And so even like connection to nature is another thing that I see that has a wonderful meditative benefits. And, you know, when we're staring at the beauty of the mountain or the ocean, it connects with that part of ourselves that's expansive, that lifts us up and out of our little self or what might be going on at that moment, that we feel a part of something greater. Did you want to say anything about that, Anna?
Yeah, I totally agree. I'm actually not someone who finds it too easy to just be still and meditate. So I do find that, you know, either going into nature or actually, you know, we were talking about earlier, sound for me is really meditative. So it can be a piece of music, or actually I'll find myself singing, or sometimes even, you know, I myself don't drive, but I've heard a lot of people, when you're in that space of just kind of going along and having a journey that you would maybe take to work, you can be in that space of not meditation, but you can kind of get out of the way of all of those thoughts because you're on an almost like an automatic thing, you know? Yeah.
Right.
So anything that kind of gives you that space, sometimes even when I'm like doing the dishes, that happens for me.
Right.
So, you know, it can be anything that just allows you to remove yourself from all of that busy thought thing.
That's right. And then sometimes what I find that can do it instantaneously is like drumming.
Yeah.
Drumming or Tibetan crystal bowls that really get you to that different state very quickly.
Right.
And then the sixth one that I would talk about is service, our focus on others. There's something about when we're focused on others and helping others, you know, whether it's doing random acts of kindness or volunteering, it lifts us up and out of ourselves. It awakens our heart energy, and that no matter what was going on in our life, it's like we may have momentarily forgotten it, but it's like we connect on a much different level. And it also reminds us to be grateful. You know, we were grateful that when we see what's going on sometimes with other people, that our own situations and stuff, you know, it gives us some perspective. Well, Anna, I can't see my screen. Are we have any more callers?
Yeah, I think we have Emily on line three.
Emily on line three. Are you there, Emily?
I'm here, Evie.
Hello, Emily.
I'm from
Welcome
Ohio.
To the show.
How are you?
We're good. And how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
And how can
I
we help today?
I have a question
today?
For you and your beautiful singer, Anna. I'm wondering if you could suggest some particular music to clear negative energy out of a very, or to clear negative energy from a space and to bring joy back to that space.
I'm going to jump right in here. I'm going to tell you one that I use all the time when I'm clearing spaces professionally that people call me to. There is a woman named Terry Kanakwa, and she has a song called Sanctus. And I can get that to you, Emily. It's like, because when I clear space, what I do is after the clearing, I will play very high vibrational music almost for hours in the place afterwards. So it actually puts that whole vibration, literally kind of pounds it into the wall and lifts the energy of the house. So that's okay. About the space. And so that's a, because you said negative, I was just tuning in, it's sort of a dense, thick energy, and that would help. But in general, there's lots of things. Anna, do you want to jump in? What are some that you feel like might be?
I was going to say, actually, I was getting for you even the sounds of nature, so like dolphin song. And things that, you know, nature sounds, it doesn't have to be music in the form of, you know, classical or anything, but sometimes nature sounds, there's some great CDs that you can buy with either dolphin sounds I love, or you can have like a shamanic kind of sound like Evie was speaking about. But for me, one of the people that really always, to me, is a really high vibration, I love someone called Josh Groban.
Oh yeah.
Who's more of a pop artist, but to me he's really got a pure voice, and I think that if you're looking for that gentle, peaceful, and yet kind of clear tone that shifts energy, I really love to play him if I want to bring myself to that peaceful place. That's just an example, but you know, there are lots of people right now who are wanting to bring the energy of that into mainstream music. So go, follow your heart with it. If it makes you feel good, I think it clears your energy.
Yeah. Well, and the other one is that, you know, because in closing, Emily, what she was saying about the dolphins, because I think of that as like tonal music, but also like Gregorian chant or the Om Shanti chants, anything like that that's repetitive and tonal. Crystal bowls would help as well. Thanks so much for the call, Emily.
You're most welcome, Evie.
Okay. And so the seventh key is gratitude. Yeah, being grateful for what we have. You know, when we're not feeling so joyful, I don't know if you've noticed this, Anna, maybe you're one in a million, but we tend to be kind of, if we're in a sad place, we tend to be finding faults or not looking on the brighter side, shall I say it delicately. It's like we're noticing everything that's wrong.
Yeah. And then, I can do that.
Yeah, it's like we could, and it's like, you know, gratitude is really the way to access the joy of one's heart and spirit. You know,
it really is.
And what I was
like, my cat just meowed.
Cat meowed. Cats are so psychic, they know for sure. It's that tone of music. We need to record your cat and send her.
Exactly. Yeah, I agree. And I actually think that it's really, you know, for me, if I'm feeling really low and I can't find a whole lot, I literally look around me and I look around my room. I look at, you know, the fact that I have my family around me. I'm very lucky. Or even my beautiful cats, and, you know, and just take a moment just to literally consciously list the things I'm grateful for. And it does shift things because, you know, life is so precious and we have so much to be grateful for. It might not always be easy, but there are usually plenty of blessings that we can be thankful for.
And it really does lift your spirits. Funny when you said grateful for the family around me, because I know, you know, where I'm a therapist, I hear a lot of times that not the gratitude, but the other feelings about the family all around us. And look with gratitude. And a woman minister was given a talk, and it just made me howl laughing. She was talking to women about, you know, that husband of yours that you're complaining about over and over again. He doesn't do this and he doesn't do that. And blah, blah, blah. She said, Well, I want to remind you, ladies, that, you know, that husband of yours that you're complaining about, some lonely woman would really love to have him.
Yeah.
You know, he would really make someone else happy. And everybody in the, you know, in the audience was roaring like, yeah, well, give me her address and I'll send him over there. But there's a thing about sometimes.
No, but go ahead. That shows you how different we all are, right? You know, because what somebody else's pleasure is, you know, may not be right for everyone. But you're right that there are plenty of other people who would absolutely do anything to not be lonely, you know.
Yeah. But I'm also thinking, too, Anna, that, you know, when we're in relationship, that sometimes we take the people who are the closest to us the most for granted.
We
and
do.
That we see more of where they could, quote, be improving according to us, rather
right.
than seeing them through the eyes of love and all the wonderful aspects that they have.
Yeah,
so that's the seventh one is gratitude. So I'm just going to recap that. Music and the arts. Connecting, laughter and playfulness, movement, meditation, or all sorts of inner sighs, service to others, and gratitude. And Anna, do we have any more callers on the phone?
Yes, we do. We have Kim on line one.
Kim on line one, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hello, Kim. Welcome to the show.
Hello, and thank you. I was just enjoying listening to you and your cat meowing, Anna.
I know. Didn't she do that right on cue?
It's just great.
Yes. Yes, she was giving her input.
She was. So, and my other cat is joyfully sleeping.
It's all good. Well, Kim, how can we help you? What's your question today?
Yes, my question is... Well, I'm interested to know if there's change coming in my life, if my angel guide or spirit guide might have a message for me. I'm interested in, a new relationship. It's been a while, and I feel like I've cleared all the old things out. I have strong family, strong, you know, I've just got a really good direction now, a real positive feeling about it, and
okay.
I feel like there's somebody else that could be enjoying the things that I'm wanting to enjoy as well
okay.
throughout the holidays and, you know, the other things that we do in our life, so.
Yeah.
You want to take that first, Anna?
Yeah, the angels are saying that they're right there for you, and they want you to spend some time being really clear about, just like we were saying before, what is it that you really want? In a person, in a relationship, what's really important to you? They're saying that, you know, your angels are right there, but they want you to ask them for help, ask them to bring you someone who's really going to be compatible to you. And they're also saying to you to remember that it doesn't have to be like the past. And they want you to really focus on the great things that you've learned from that, and also just to add even more qualities that you'd like to see in a person. But they're saying, just like we were talking about before, to notice them in yourself, because whatever you want in that partner is also looking for you. So they're just spending some time up through Christmas, really focusing on, a bit like we were talking about the gratitude list, but doing it from a place of, this is the kind of person I am, so I would really like to see this in another person for myself.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And then what I'm also hearing for you, Kim, is that when that person does present themselves, to have the courage to go forward, not just the early dating part, but to be mindful of clearing out, even though we start do that between relationships, like of not being hurt again, trusting again. There's a part about having more courage, which is really, courage comes from the French word courage, is about heart. It's really about reopening your heart, and that will come with what Anna was suggesting, with that inner work. So thanks for the call, Kim.
Yes.
And you know,
we're
in a moment. Oh, I'm so sorry. The Skype delay. I feel like I thought someone's already said goodbye, and I'm talking over you. I so apologize for that. Well, I was thinking, Anna, that there's, as I was looking at these seven keys, the music, the connection, the laughter, the movement, the meditation, the service to others, and gratitude, there was something that kept poking at me. The angels were talking to me that actually permeates all seven of them, and that is about courage. And what I mean by that is really coming forward in your life. There's aspects that joy is our aliveness, you know, and when we're fearful, we're kind of buttoned up and closed down. And some of these things require courage, the courage to pick up the phone and connect with people if you're not feeling it. You know, the courage to go ahead and be in service to other people, even if you feel like, what have I got to offer, blah, blah, blah. You know, we don't always feel courageous, but there's something about when we do it no matter what, that, and then it turns, that walking through that fear turns to sort of an excitement. There's an aliveness, which is that high vibrational energy of joy. And I'm sure, Anna, in your own life, even with the making of the album, there were probably times you might have thought different things. You know?
I did.
Well, because I think you're a woman of tremendous courage, and I just wanted to say that I think courage, working on that or allowing that quality in, is so important. What do you think about that, Anna?
I think you're totally right, and I think anything that is going to bring you tremendous joy also sometimes brings up the biggest fear. So we want to have that courage to say, you know what, if I don't do this, if I don't take the risk and go for my heart, go for my joy, then you're just never going to know. It's kind of like allowing yourself to kind of live outside the box a little bit.
Outside of your life.
Yeah.
Like as a spectator. Yeah.
That's right. So for me, I've learned that in order to live the most joyful life that I can, I have to continue to be courageous. It doesn't stop there. You don't say, oh, I've done that, that'll be fine, I'm going to be joyful for the rest of my life, you know?
Or I thought you meant courageous. Oh, yeah, well, I was courageous yesterday. Been there, done that, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah, I just have my moment of courage. Oh, well. I think it actually takes courage to live, to follow your heart, to be yourself. That's what I've learned, is that it is challenging to just be who you are. But when you do that, it's the greatest reward that you'll have.
Right. So I just wanted to wrap with that, saying that those seven keys, I guess this was the eighth one, but when I looked at it as the eighth one, I really saw that the courage is what propels us to do the rest. So our time is up for today. So I wanted to close, you stay right here, Anna, though, not you, and say thank you to the production team at BBS and my own personal production team, and to all the listeners for being with us today and sharing your hearts with us. And a special thank you to you, Anna, for being here, for your beautiful music and the joy that you bring to people and the courage that you show every day. And thank you for saying yes and being courageous today to even agree to sing on the air for us. And we have a special treat that Anna, we're going to close the show today. I mentioned this song, 100,000 Angels, that Anna will close the show today and is going to be singing part of that a cappella today. And Anna, I'm going to let people just hear the music, and we'll end with that. And I just so love you and thank you from the bottom of my heart for who you are and what you do every day on the planet, and especially for being here with us today.
Oh, I hope I'm not going to cry now.
Okay. That's good. Those are joyful tears, I hope.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Am I going to sing now?
You betcha, Anna.
Okay, I'll just do a little chorus from 100,000 Angels, and it's by Bliss. They have beautiful music, and I'm so grateful for this song. Take
just a minute. Come and rest you by my side. Let me tell you your own story. Let me walk you through your lives. Only a second, that's all it takes to realize there's 100,000 angels by your side. There's 100,000 angels here to